This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. A change in leadership in Ohio's Republican Party on Friday. Joining us to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard. Good
morning, Marianne.
So on Friday, the Ohio Republican Party's Central Committee met. There's been this long-running feud between Donald Trump and John Kasich, and it really came to a head. Trump seems to have won this battle. Tell us what happened.
Well, what happened was that the 65 of the 66 members of the Ohio Republican Party Central Committee met in Columbus to choose a chairman. And Matt Borges, the current chairman or the incumbent chairman, was an ally of John Kasich. And he was being challenged by a woman by the name of Jane Timken, who was actually a Cincinnati native, who is vice chair of the Stark County Republican Party and a big Trump supporter and very close to Trump, raised a lot of money for Trump. And she ran against Borges, the Kasich-backed candidate. And as it ended up, there was one woman in Muskingum County who couldn't make it to the meeting because she had flu, and you need 34 votes to get elected. And while she had 33, Borges had 32. They went behind closed doors and for quite a while, and when they emerged, they announced that Timken would be the new chair and that Borges would take some position called chairman emeritus, which doesn't even exist in the party bylaws. Nobody knows what it means. So it was a clear victory for the Trump forces.
Was there much campaigning behind the scenes for votes in this?
Yeah, there was, actually, on both sides. And, you know, Borges, I know, talked to a lot of people. He sent out emails to all the Central Committee people. He was talking about everybody that was supporting him. And Donald Trump himself got involved by calling a number of Central Committee members around Ohio and asking for their vote. That's very unusual, you know, for a president-elect to get involved that deeply in a internal state party matter.
So how is this all going to change the Ohio GOP, or will it, for that matter?
Well, I think it's a little early to tell, but if I had to guess, I would say that with Jane Timken involved or as a chair, you're going to see some of the people who feel like they've been marginalized by the establishment in the Republican Party, the Tea Party people, the evangelicals, some of the Second Amendment people who feel like they've been kind of on the outside while the establishment has been running the party. They're going to be brought into the inner circle, I think. It's going to be a different kind of party than it has been under Matt Borges.
Now, we know certainly that Donald Trump won Ohio by a substantial margin.
Yes.
Did Borges and the party he run help him?
Yeah, to a certain extent. And the Trump people, Trump supporters in Ohio don't think that they did enough. And then they look at John Kasich, Borges's friend, who never endorsed Donald Trump. He ran against him, you know, in the primaries, obviously, but he never endorsed Trump, never campaigned for him in Ohio. There were a lot of bitter feelings, personal feelings between Trump and Kasich and the two groups of supporters.
So where does this leave John Kasich?
It leaves him as a really lame duck. I mean, he has problems not only dealing with the Republican legislature, now he's lost control of the Ohio Republican Party. I mean, it's his last 2 years of his administration are going to be kind of rough, I think.
And I can't let you leave without asking how many days till pitchers and catchers report?
35.
I knew you'd know.
It's only 5 weeks, Marianne.
We're getting there. We'll get through winter. It's going to be 50 tomorrow, so.
That's right.
That's all good. Howard, thanks so much.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.